Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to see you all this morning. Thank you for being here. And it's such a joy to celebrate together that our God is a great big God. Amen. He is great and greatly to be praised. And that is why we're here today, to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's my privilege to welcome each and every one of you here at SBC. You are so, so welcome. And if this is your first time here with us, if this is your first time here with us, we want to especially make you feel welcome. Please know that you are free to join in and worship and sing. All the words of the songs will appear on the screen if you don't know them. But you are so, so welcome, and we pray that you will be blessed by the service today. Now, after the service, we will meet in the church lounge, which is just through this door here, and we will have teas and coffees. There's juice or water, and there's also some lovely biscuits. And I've noticed over the past few weeks that the biscuit selection, it's really becoming really diverse. I really like it. So I would highly recommend the biscuit selection here at the church. We're also so excited today to celebrate believers' baptism. Are you excited like me? And today we are so grateful to God that we have four candidates today for baptism. We have Chevette, we have Jody, we have Kelvin, and we have Louisa, who are going to be baptized in just a moment. So we are going to rejoice with heaven. We're going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and we're going to celebrate with those who are being baptized today. Before we continue in our service, why don't we just pause now for just a word of prayer as we invite the presence of the Lord into this place. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the buzz around this place today. We thank you for the joy that we feel amongst us. We thank you, Lord, even as we look back to over 2,000 years ago on that Palm Sunday when the Lord Jesus made his triumphal entrance into Jerusalem and what would be the final week before he was crucified on the cross. And the people lined the streets. They waved their palm branches and they exclaimed from their lips, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And this morning we want to join in with the crowd of yesteryear. We want to convene together this morning and we want to celebrate the great things that God has done through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So we pray today that you would just forgive us of our sins and our trespasses, so that as we worship you this morning, that we can make a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We pray that you will be pleased with our offering of praise and worship to you now. And we pray that you would speak to us today. And we thank you for those who will be baptized in just a moment. May this be a wonderful, wonderful day for your glory and for your honor. This we ask in no other name but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To him be the glory. Amen.
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 I'm going to hand back over to our young people. Danny's going to lead us in a time of worship.
Amen.
Just before that, we have a few notices. So, as Nathan mentioned, you are welcome to stay after the service. Not only do we have biscuits, but also some of the people who are being baptized today have generously brought food for us all to share in. So please do stick around after the teas and coffees for that. just to commune together, get to know people a little better. It'll be really lovely. Also, if you haven't done an Easter with us before, we have a couple of things coming up. We have the March of Christian Witness on Friday, which we will be meeting at the bottom of the High Street at 8:45, and walking will start at 9. We are not leaving late, so you might be left behind if you are late. Please be there on time. It's a really amazing witness to the whole of Sittingbourne to see so many Christians from all different churches gathered together. 9:30 to walk at 10. Our office manager has just corrected me. Not that early. You could be there that early. You won't be late. And on Sunday, we'll be gathering for breakfast, which, just checking, is at 9 for breakfast on Sunday. There we go. Please do join us for that. Write your name on the list in the hall if you'd like to join us, just so we know how many people we're catering for. If you also would like to bring food, there's also a list for that as well. Also for Ignite next week, so many things. If you wrote a commitment card at the beginning of Lent, please do bring that next week. We'd love to see how you guys are doing. Or if you made any Lent promise, write it down and we'll see how you guys are doing. And finally, we have some colouring for the kids on a couple of tables dotted around the church. I think there's some over there. We've got Easter eggs, which we will be decorating the Ignite room with. Parents are welcome to come up and see. Next week, we'll be decorating the Ignite room. You can take some home, but please, please, please leave us loads so we can decorate the room. There's also some things to celebrate Palm Sunday and the Easter story. So do feel free to go to those tables and colour those in the service. We're now going to get through to the baptism songs. Some of these songs I didn't know before we were practicing for the Sunday, but they are all lovely and all wonderful, and just celebrate God and celebrate His mercy and praise Him. This first song that we're going to sing is Praise. It says, I'll praise in the valley, praise on the mountains, I'll praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting. I just think it's such a brilliant expression of joy and praise to the Lord. Please stand and sing.
Praise on the mountain. I'll praise. goodness is running after, it's running after me.
These next two songs, still with beautiful words, are a little bit slower, so if you do feel the need, please do take a seat. Just soak these songs in. This next song is Still, and in the chorus it says, "When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God." And it's such a beautiful song. Please join us.
In Christ's love.
Father God, we praise you and we thank you. We just give our lives to you wholly as we say, Lord, have your way. Amen. Thank you. Please take your seats. Sorry, Peter. Could we get the baptism video, please? We're now going to watch just a short clip just to explain a little bit about why we have a baptism and what it's all about. Yeah, that's it. Get some sound. Sound?
Press.
Thank you.
From the very beginning, people have made wrong choices and are separated from God. But God still loves people, even when we make bad choices. And so he sent his only son, Jesus, to take the punishment for every wrong thing that has ever been done anywhere, so that no one would have to stay separated from God. Jesus lived a perfect life, died, was buried, and rose again. He showed that God wants to give everyone new life in him. Once we've heard about Jesus and want to receive his rescue, the next steps to get baptized are to repent and believe. When we repent, we realize we've messed up and we need God to forgive us. Then we start obeying Jesus by doing things God wants us to do, being generous, serving others, and showing love to others. That's what happened to a guy named Paul. Paul was famous for being mean to people who followed Jesus. He was going to a city called Damascus to get people who followed Jesus thrown in jail or put to death. Suddenly, a blinding light knocked Paul to the ground, and a voice spoke from heaven. "Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me?" After that, Paul repented. He stopped persecuting people and started following Jesus. And after he repented, the first thing Paul did was he got baptized. He's known as the Apostle Paul because everywhere he went, he told people about Jesus. After repenting, the next step is to believe in Jesus. When someone has heard about the rescue, repented of their wrong choices, and believed in Jesus, they're ready for baptism. To be baptized, the person gets dunked in water. They go under the water because they're laying down their old life and because Jesus laid his life down for us. But just like Jesus rose again, they come back out of the water, ready for the new life God promises. It's a way to show the world, I follow Jesus. Now, baptism doesn't mean everything will suddenly be perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. Bad things still might happen, and even people who've been baptized will make wrong choices sometimes. But when that happens, they don't have to get baptized again. Instead, they can remember how Jesus rescued them. No matter what, we can always ask God to forgive us, and he always will, because he loves us. And that's the story of baptism.
Thank you. So if the worship band would like to take seats, and I'll welcome Louisa up to give her testimony. Can those who are baptizing Louisa please come into the pool?
Good morning.
Morning.
So I started believing in God. I've been raised in a Christian family, but I think I really started believing about 7 years ago when our good friends, who are here today actually, they took us to a big church day out. And I don't know how to describe it. It was one of the most amazing things I'd ever been to. And so then after big church day out, I started engaging more in like Ignite and The Way. And I eventually came up into the sermons and started staying in. And then I hit a roadblock. Last October, I was diagnosed as atypical anorexic. So I essentially had anorexia, but without the obvious weight loss. I didn't look like I was anorexic. And the school actually managed to get me an appointment at the clinic, and I started something called CBTE, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. And we were doing the extended version to give me more time because I needed the time to work on it. And then about 2 months ago, we were talking with my therapist after one of our sessions, and she said, "Oh, you're doing much better than I expected you to be. You're doing so well." And it kind of hit me, all the people at church who I told and was praying for me, their prayers had worked. God had come through for me, and he was helping me. And at that point, I just knew. I was like, God, you know what? Do what you want. You've saved me so many times, and you know, just come be with me. And as of Friday before last, I have completed CBTE and I'm going through discharge from the clinic. So thank you, Lord.
So, Louisa, if you come to the side of the stage, there he is. A couple of people will be over to pray for you after you've been baptized, but grateful. Oh, all of them. Okay, brilliant. Kelvin, sorry, would you be able to give your testimony now?
Good morning, church. Good morning. Yeah, it's such an emotional and a sober moment for me. The Bible says that we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies. And I see God's word, the scripture, as the totality of the law. What I mean is that it is only God's word that has the capacity to convict us and to vindicate us. When you hear of God's word, it is God's word that convicts you of your wrongdoing. And it is also the same God's word that justifies you and vindicates you and presents you holy before God. Praise God. So when I arrived here in the church, the love that the members of the church has showed to me, it's so overwhelming. I felt at home, and I've feel that I have been in a family that have welcomed me. And you know, the scripture said that God's word has been shared abroad in our hearts. And I begin to think, it will be an error to keep on enjoying the love of God without knowing the real source, without knowing whom God is. I had assumed or had lived a good life, felt that I know God, but I felt it is necessary that I get more closer to Him and then get to have a relationship, because one can be worshiping, somebody say you're worshiping from afar, and you don't really have an intimacy with God. So today, I have deemed it fit to rededicate my life to God. And my prayer, and I'm also requesting that you also pray along with me as I'll be going into the water. The Bible says in Matthew that when Jesus was baptized, went into the water, that the heavens were open. My prayer today is that my heaven will be open. In Jesus' name. Thank you so very much.
Yes, Jody, if you'd like to come up.
Mm-hmm. Hi, sorry, I'm not as brave to just do it freehand, but also thank you so much to learning that last song. That's so nice of you, everyone. Okay, my name's Jodie. I've recently turned 33, and honestly, Christianity and faith itself are really new to me. In fact, my first real church experience was right here in just February, or at least the first time I felt I was able to hear what was being said and comprehend it. I was not brought up in a Christian home, and it was, in fact, quite the opposite. But I do believe I've been searching for and seeking for connection, love, and belonging my entire life. Sadly, it's been in all the wrong places, in active alcoholism and addiction. My life became extremely dark, and when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it always did. I was constantly riddled with anxiety, had continuous dishonest, unwanted thoughts, multiple hospital admissions, and 7 rehabilitation stays. Nowhere secure to live, police arrests, and facing death, let alone already being spiritually dead. This very church and the people within this room today have shown me the love, acceptance, welcome, and generosity that I always wanted, but I didn't really believe selflessly existed or that I deserved. They've demonstrated God's love and God's work to me within a human life. I've spent years shut off from the truth, feeling rejected by everyone and everywhere, but also rejecting the majority of help, guidance and care I was offered. I was just fully trapped in myself. But what I came to realize is that the one thing I could no longer deny or reject was God's grace and his unconditional love, which has so clearly been there all along, getting me back on my feet, protecting me and not giving up on his purpose for me. The Bible tells us that we're not accidental, and I no longer think I was an accident, but someone who has made a lot of mistakes and lived in sin. But God is the rescuer of humanity, and I certainly needed his rescue. Having fully accepted and asked for Jesus' offer of grace, I know that I have been forgiven. As it says in the Gospel of John, without the work of God's Spirit in our lives, nothing is achieved. Nobody is transformed. I needed changing, and I already see and feel God's transformation working within me. I now truly believe that with Christ, I will achieve long-term sobriety and recovery, and will have the ability to help others. It says in Galatians 5:22-23, but for the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I wouldn't have been able to stand before you or anyone and claim to have any of these attributes or behaviors within me just a few months ago. But God works with the broken. His love is never defeated, and in Acts 26:18, it says to open their eyes from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to the power of God. God is the way, the truth, and the life. I needed to be shown a way. I needed to see the truth and to change my life. Only God can and will allow me to do these things. I believe with my heart and soul that Jesus died sinless on the cross for our sins to be forgiven, and Jesus rose again as he had promised. I have every faith in the words within the Bible, and John 14:15 states, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. From now on, I pray that I learn to love Jesus more and more each day, to forever to be thankful to him for saving me, and to keep his commandments and live a life full of the characteristics from the verse in Galatians I read earlier. Thank you.
Same as Jodie, I can't just think of. So my name is Chevette. I'm currently 46 years old. I lived up north in Manchester with my family until I moved to Kent when I was 11. I've been living in Sittingbourne for 35 years. I wasn't raised in a Christian family, and to be honest, I didn't feel like I really understood what religion or faith was. However, one thing I also found myself doing is praying. As my life went on, a lot of trouble seemed to come in my path. As my life went on, a lot of trouble seemed to come in my path, which I could never seem to face alone. My life has been taken over by poor mental health and addiction issues, i.e. drugs and alcohol, which has very nearly destroyed my life. I've been in a loving relationship with my husband for 30 years. We have 2 sons and 3 beautiful grandchildren, but none of that had the power to help me escape from the dark situation I found myself in. I've been attending Sittingbourne Baptist Church for 2 months now, and I know that in Jesus I have found the power, the love and the support I have always needed. Before this, I tried seeking elsewhere in man-made gods, idols and mediums. Eventually, these searches always led me back to destruction and a feeling of being lost. I've now been sober for 6 months and I'm working on a program within 12-step fellowship. Since being involved in the church and praying to Jesus, accepting him as my personal saviour, I haven't had to use any mind-altering substances. My recovery has been so much easier since I fully know and believe who God is. I feel he has always been there for me, even though it was me who turned my back on him. I hope that in my baptism I can be a witness to anyone out there, even in this church today, that God really does work for the broken. Jesus died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven, and I believe that he has forgiven me through redemption. I will be washed clean and born again because I invited Christ to come into my life and to be a personal saviour. Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then I can go out into the world free of shame and all guilt and live the life God has planned for me. Matthew 5:16 said, let your light shine bright so they can see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven. Amen. Thank you.
Kevin, if you come over the side of the stage, and Louisa, would you like to? Yes, shoes off. So okay, Louisa will come first. He can't, sorry.
Louisa, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
I do.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in his church and in the world?
I do.
Louisa, on profession of your faith and at your own request, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Kelvin, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
Yes, I do.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in his church and in the world?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Well, Kelvin, on the profession of your faith and at your own request, it's our joy now to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jody, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
I do.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in his church and in the world?
I do.
Well, Jody, on the profession of your faith and at your own request, it's our joy now to baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Shavette, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I don't.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
I don't.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in his church and in the world?
I don't.
Well, Shavette, on the profession of your faith and at your own request, it's our joy now to baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well done.
Thank you, mate.
As we're continuing to pray for those who have been baptized, isn't this a wonderful, wonderful occasion? Praise God. Praise God. And today, we have heard four messages today, personal testimonies, and such touching testimonies shared with us today. And all I want to simply add to those testimonies, just to add to the top on those testimonies, is simply this: that Jesus Christ makes the difference in our lives. That is all I want to leave with you today. Jesus Christ makes the difference in our lives. That is the message of the good news, the gospel of Jesus, that he makes the difference in all of our lives. And today, the Lord Jesus wants to make the difference in your life. And if you're here today and you've not yet come to know him for yourself, then I simply want to say that the Lord Jesus wants to make the difference in your life. In the Gospels, there is a short story. It's the parable of the lost sheep. And Jesus shares that a good shepherd, when one of the sheep has gone missing, will leave the 99 and go searching for the one that has gone missing. That is the love of God that reached Shavette, Jody, Louisa, and Kelvin. As we've heard today, that life has a way of bringing us down, tying us up in knots. But the Lord Jesus is on the search. He's looking to bring hope into our lives. He's looking to bring restoration, hope, and peace, even when we've made a mess in our lives. And the Good Shepherd today, just like over 2,000 years ago, is still on the search, looking for that lost sheep. And if you are here today and you've not yet come to know Jesus for yourself, then I'm here to encourage you that the Lord Jesus has a great plan for your life. There are many sitting in this room today that can testify that the Lord Jesus has made the difference in my life. And I can stand in this pool and testify to that the Lord Jesus has made the difference in my life. And as a church today, we want to share the good news of Jesus, that he loved us so much that the Father gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes, whoever, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you've done in your life, whoever believes in Jesus Christ will not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want to close with these words. For everyone who knows the Lord Jesus, and the Bible lets us know that to know him is to know life eternal. It's to know peace. It's to know true joy. It's to know joy that this world cannot give. So if you're here today and you want to know more about the Lord Jesus, then I want to offer you today an opportunity to get to know Jesus. He will make the difference in your life. All you have to do is open your heart to him and allow him to come in. And he wants to love on you and bless you. He wants to give you peace and joy. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray at this time, but if there's anyone here today that wants to know more about the Lord Jesus, I want you to be bold and just raise your hand in faith. If you want to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ, just raise your hand in faith, and I would love to pray for you now. If you're here today, you want to know more about the Lord Jesus, maybe you've been touched and inspired by the testimonies today, or even if you are a believer but you've not yet been baptized as you've witnessed today, then I want to encourage you today to get to know more about baptism. We have baptismal classes here at the church. And if you want to know more about baptism, then please do raise your hand at this time. And we'll love to share more about baptism with you. So the invitation is going out. Anyone want to know more about Jesus, please raise your hand. Or baptism. We'll love to pray for you now. Would there be one? Oh, bless you. Let's put our hands together for this dear sister. What is your name? Katie. Oh, bless you, Katie. You don't know what's happening right now in heaven. Heaven is rejoicing right now because of the decision that you have made. Can we pray for Katie now? Let's all pray. Father, we thank you so much for Katie. You know her. You know the number of hairs on her head. And Lord, we thank you that she has desired now in her own heart that she wants to get to know the Lord Jesus. Thank you that the same God that made an impact in Jody's life, in Chevette's life, in Louisa's life, in Kelvin's life, is the same God that's now going to make the difference in Katie's life. And as a church, we rejoice with heaven now. We thank God that salvation has now come to Katie's heart. And we thank you that now you will hold her in your hands. We thank you that you love her unconditionally and you are quick to forgive and to cleanse her from all of her sins. So, Father, would you bless her now? We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you are still drawing people to yourself. So we thank you for Katie now. Bless her and keep her. And we pray as a church that we will do all we can to rally around her and to share the love of God and his grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Danny.
We will now be watching just a video. And as Nathan mentioned earlier, this Sunday is Palm Sunday. We're 1 week away from Easter joy, the joy of Easter. And so this video is just explaining a little bit about what Palm Sunday is. Yes, thank you.
Easter, the triumphal entry. This is Jesus.
Hey-o!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. While Jesus was on earth, he taught everyone about God's love and healed people from their sickness. He did many miracles like calming storms, and even raised people from the dead.
Wahoo!
At this time, the Jewish people were celebrating a festival called Passover that had been celebrated since the time of Moses, when God brought his people out of Egypt. So Jesus was going to Jerusalem to celebrate. Jesus and his disciples stopped in a town, and Jesus told two of his disciples to go on ahead of them.
Okay.
He told them to go into a village and that they would see a young donkey that no one had ever ridden. He told them to untie it and bring it to him. If anyone asks, "What are you doing?" he told them to just say, "The Lord needs it and will return it soon." So the disciples did what Jesus said and brought him the donkey. A long time ago, before Jesus was even born, God had said that the Savior, the King of Israel, would come to Israel in this way. And now Jesus was doing just as God had said. The news that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem swept through the city. Many heard about all the amazing things he had done, so they cut palm branches and ran to see him. The Pharisees and religious rulers realized that there was nothing they could do, for everyone was going to see Jesus. Jesus rode into the city of Jerusalem, and the crowd spread their coats on the road ahead of him. His followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. The Pharisees were upset.
Hey, Jesus!
And they told Jesus to stop the people from saying things like that. But Jesus said, if they keep quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers. So the people kept on singing, "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in highest heaven." The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered, asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds replied, "It's Jesus." And Jesus rode the donkey through the street of Jerusalem to the temple in a triumphal entry, just as God said he would many years before.
So if the worship band, if singers, could you move your stands back? And I'm just going to read out where in the Bible that those verses appear. I think it's always great that we have reference for it in specific verses. So first from John chapter 12, verse 12 to 15. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." And then from Luke chapter 19, verse 37 to 40, all of the gospel books mention this story, but this is the one where it says, "When he came near the place when the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." And so as Jesus says, if we don't sing, the rocks will cry out. So we're just going to sing a few more songs now, just to celebrate God's glory, sing Hosanna, and sing Blessed Be Your Name. Let's stand and sing.
Hosanna in the heart.
the righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Please be seated, thank you. So, Nathan isn't quite back yet, so sorry, just walked in. Would you like to come up and do the honours?
This has been such a wonderful, wonderful day. Sorry, I'm not mic'd up. Can you hear me? This has been such a wonderful, wonderful day, and we're so grateful to God for these four wonderful people who today have been baptized, and we have been able to share together as one body to bear witness to this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience of water baptism. New birth. New birth. New birth. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. New. And we're so grateful, and it's my privilege to pass on now the certificates of baptism. First, we have Jodie Lauren Hall. Kelvin, come on up, Kelvin. Chevette Louise Wood.
Hi.
And last but by no means least, this young lady here. I remember when I was the youth leader, and this is the same, I was saying this last week to our new youth leader who's about to start, that majority of these young people you see, they were once shorter than me. It's true. They were once shorter than me. And when I met Louisa for the first time, she was shorter than me at that time. But Louisa, let me say this. She always, I remember in Sunday school, she was always very inquisitive. And she would always ask just deep questions that were thought-provoking. And you could tell that she was really taking on board the lessons. And she was really curious. She was really interested in what was being taught. And I'm just so grateful today that I'm still here to be able to see you being baptized. And I'm just, it makes me feel old, but I'm grateful to God. And little sisters there, you're next one day. Well done, Louisa.
Thank you, Nathan. We are coming to the end of our service, but before we do, I've been mouthed this many, many times this service because people think I've forgotten. We're okay. I'm still going to do the birthday box. It's okay. Have any of the children or young people in the church had a birthday this past week or this coming week? Have you? Do you want to come up? Is there somebody upstairs as well? Do you want to come down? If not, yeah, that's okay, you can come down later. But we'd love to know how old you are, what's your name and how old you are. Give us a yell. That's okay. How old is he? Jude is going to be 8. And what's your name?
Bella.
And how old are you? 7. Very wonderful. Wonderful. So we're just going to sit. Oh, have any adults had a birthday this past or coming week? Fiona, have birthday. We have one in the front. Fiona, have birthday. Any others? Any other adults? No, that's okay. So we're going to sing happy birthday to all of birthdays in the church today. Happy birthday. Have a rummage around, we'll give you a minute. And Jude, if you'd like to come down later, please do. Good pick, good pick. Like it, very nice. No worries. So this brings us to the end of the service. We're just going to pray now before we head into the lounge for teas, coffees, and just a bit of refreshment as well. Dear God, we thank you for the joy of this service, for the celebration that you have caused. the celebration of baptism, the celebration of Palm Sunday, and your entrance into the Easter story. We're just so grateful for all you've done for that. And the celebration of birthdays as well. We're so joyous that we can be included in this story too. Lord, as we go out into this week, help us to carry this joy, this peace, this grace that you've given us in through the rest of the week. Just fill us, strengthen us, and be with us always. Help us to feel you near us. Amen. Thank you. Please do head into the lounge, cheese and coffees.
In the valley, praise on the mountain.
I think my tip turned off.
I'll praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered, praise when surrounded. 'Cause praise is the water.